Nimrod searches for Abram. When Nimrod heard that his wise man had seen in the heavens the sight of the star which had swallowed up his good luck star, he was very angry. He at once summoned the commander of the royal guard.
Bring me here at once the list of all the babies born tonight in our city, in Orcasdim.
The list of all the babies, at once, sire.
One moment. Wait!
Yes, at once, sire.
Distinguished wise man, tell me, when did the star appear in heavens?
Sire, it was a little before midnight.
If that is so, you, commander!
At once, sire.
Bring me here immediately the list of all babies born this night before midnight.
The list of babies before midnight, at once, sire.
Have you brought the list?
Yes, sire. I say that is no.
Are you making a laughing stock of me? Yes or no? Speak clearly, otherwise you will lose your head.
At once, sire. That is no, sire. That is, there is no such list.
What do you mean there isn't one?
There isn't one. That is, there is no list. Because only one baby was born this night before midnight. The son of Terah.
Terah?
Yes, sire, Terah.
Bring Terah here.
But, sire, Terah is busy celebrating the birth of his son.
Bring Terah here!
When the commander of the royal guard left to summon Terah, Nimrod calmed down a little from his anger. His wise men, sitting around him, told him, meanwhile, some stories about the stars.
Jupiter and Saturn came. They departed from their orbits.
Orion and the Great Bear were also alarmed.
The rain ceased. The sun stopped giving its light.
All wondered why the comet moved from its place.
Terah, do you know why I have summoned you to my palace?
Oh, I do not know. Nor did the commander of the guard tell me why.
I demand your son. He is my enemy.
My son? The baby born this night? He is your enemy?
Yes, my enemy. And I must take him from you. This is what my wise man saw this night in the star.
But, oh, mighty king, how can a one-day-old baby defeat the king?
Didn't you hear? That is what the wise man saw this night. But don't worry, I shall give you a lot of money. I will fill your house with gold and precious stone.
What can I answer the king? How can I save my son? Sire, may I ask a question?
Speak!
After I had served the king faithfully in his wars, he gave me as a gift his noble steed, Aram. And just yesterday, I met an Egyptian merchant who wished to buy the horse for me. In exchange for the horse, he is prepared to give me 10 barnfuls of the finest horse feed.
What possessed you to sell my noble horse? Aram, for a miserable load of horse feed from Egypt? And besides, what will you do with all the horse feed when the horse is no longer yours?
Sire, just like in the parable, the king also suggested I give up my son, my dear son, in exchange for him to receive from you gold and money. Who shall I give all the money to if I don't have a son?
Terah, son of Nahor, 3 days I give you to part from your son. After that, you will bring him to me.
Terah went out from the king's palace. Not for a moment did he think of giving his son to Nimrod. He had also seen the star that shone in the dark. and he also knew that his son would be an important man. Therefore, he called his son Abram. That is to say, one who will be a mighty king. As soon as he arrived home, he called his wife, Amtalai, and said to her,
"Hurry, Amtalai, take Abram. Pack clothes for him and yourself. You must flee and hide in the mountains. Nimrod wants to take our Abram. But do not worry, he won't find you."
Amtalai takes Abram, and together they go to hide in one of the caves in the mountains, to hide until Nimrod forgets the star that shone in the night, until he forgets about Abram.